Now, what happens in the United States has a huge impact here in the United Kingdom, and there could be big changes ahead, with Boris Johnson now having to forge a new relationship with Joe Biden. Well, that's something that my next guest knows all about, the special political history between our prime ministers and America's presidents. Graham Pountney from Leatherhead is the lead producer of a new play coming to the West End in 2022 called Alliance, that promises to lift the lid on the connection forged between 10 Downing Street and the White House, and joins me on the programme. Now, Graham, there's enough material in these shenanigans for a whole play in itself.
A new opportunity of discussing and exploring and perhaps even exploding the opportunity that took place in 1941, 1942 to establish the special relationship between the UK and the USA. And that's what Alliance is all about.
I suppose, you know, the majority of us, we have taken that special relationship, that alliance, for granted, really, because it goes back, as you say, quite a long way.
It does. In fact, it goes back beyond and earlier than 1941-42, back into when there was an internal war in the States, and it broke away from the UK as well, or England as it was. So it's been going on, but it's really a Churchillian phrase which was connected to that relationship, and that's gone down in history as being the special relationship. It's not always been comfortable either. It's been aggressive, it's been friendly, and the play deals with how it very nearly failed in the lead up to when the Americans came into the Second World War.
So the play is set during the Second World War.
It is, yeah. The winter of 1941 and the early part of 1942. So Christmas and New Year. Christmas 1941, New Year into 1942. In fact, 80 years ago. So we're trying to time this so that we get a good opening in either the late 2021 or early 2022.
And actually, with all this focus on the American election at the moment, I would imagine that people are more interested in the root of the relationship than ever before.
Well, I hope so. Yes, Sarah, I hope they are, because strangely, we will have, if everything goes as your clips have suggested, to have a new US president who is also a liberal, a Democrat by nature, and a conservative, in the word of Boris Johnson, and the U.S. New president, Joe Biden, which actually reflects FDR, Roosevelt, and Churchill in 1941-42, FDR being a liberal and in that time a neutral. The U.S. was neutral as regards World War II. And the conservative, very conservative Churchill, who was desperate to build an alliance between the US and the UK.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you know, there's been lots of speculation about what the potential future relationship with Boris Johnson and Joe Biden will be like. But you can learn a lot from the future by the past.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they're very different people, of course. And it was a relationship when it started that was very bumpy. Back in a few years earlier, they had actually met at a convention in Europe. And Churchill at that time had no time at all for Roosevelt. And it's touched on in the play as well. So when they meet for this particular time, it's the second time. It takes Churchill by surprise because he couldn't remember the first time. And because of their backgrounds, they were very, very different people. But they realized that they basically had to get together. And it's that the whole story has come from a really interesting point of view, actually. The commission has come not from just myself, but from an American producer. And Julia Holofcener is the widow of the late actor Larry Lawrence Holofcener, who was a Broadway actor and turned sculptor. sculpturer, I suppose, who's made a wonderful bronze, which is in Bond Street in London, W1. It's called Allies. It's FDR and Churchill together on a bench. And you can have a photograph there because you can sit between them, put your arms around their necks and give them a cuddle. But that particular Allies sculpture is in essence what we're on about. And it's based on a book that's been written by James Mickle Wilson called The Big Sleepover at the White House. And that book has inspired the play. Larry Holofcener wrote a draft of it, and we picked that up and moved it into Giles Cole's typewriter or word processor or laptop, possibly. And he's made this wonderful play, and we've selected Stephen Unwin as the director. He used to be the artistic director of the Rose Theatre in Kingston. And we're going to put this on the road because we think that this right time, this absolute moment in history, is going to be reflected very shortly in the new regimes, in certainly the regime in the US, and what may happen in the brand new year of this country here with Boris Johnson. There's lots of parallels.
It's kind of it's a perfect time, isn't it, to bring this out. And actually, in terms of, I often find that, you know, even if you're not somebody that's interested in politics or in the relationship between America and UK, actually these are characters in this production that I would imagine are interesting in themselves, that whole relationship, whether you love politics or not.
Absolutely, they're fascinating characters. And of course, Franklin Roosevelt, he had polio and spent much of his time trying to stand in calipers and the rest of the time in a wheelchair. Churchill famously perhaps wanders around the White House without much clothing on, and that's an extraordinary moment. But he also came to stay in the White House in order to get America into the Second World War. We'd have a wonderful scene where they really relax and get rather drunk. And they have a wild time telling limericks to each other. Now, limericks are quite dirty at times. And into that comes Eleanor Roosevelt, who is really not happy with this. And there is a wonderful comedy scene, and she has some superb put-down lines. So I'm really looking forward to seeing who we might get as Eleanor Roosevelt, who did not like Churchill at all. At the moment, we're still looking for the headliners. That's Franklin Roosevelt and Winston Churchill. So those are open and up for grabs at the moment. We're also looking for a theatre in which to open this. We're looking for a co-production company to come in and give us some guidance and help us along the way. We are fully capitalized up to the first night, but we're looking for someone who can help us through the tour.
So hopefully we should be able to see this. Things getting back to some kind of normality.
Who knows? Yeah.
Locally, before you go to the West End.
2022 would be wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's really good to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme. Interesting to hear about that. So it's called Alliance, and it is all about the start of that special relationship between America and the UK. That is hopefully at some point coming to a theatre near you.